masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have with us Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program. To listeners, Dr. Karimi is a great Islamic scholar who is doing research in many fields of Islamic studies, and we have had this pleasure to invite him again. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
My pleasure.
People love to go for so many du'as, so many prayers, so many extra recitations. So I would want to ask you, since we are doing a program on Mahdawiyat, are there any special du'as that you will recommend to our listeners?
We know that we have some du'as, supplications, and then some ziyarat for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance. And there is a slight difference between du'a and ziyara. In du'a, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, like for protecting Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And in ziyarat, we somehow visit, this is a visiting text for the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, including Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Like in ziyara of Ali Yasin, we address Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by different titles. Before referring to different supplications and ziyarat related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I would like just to mention one point, and that is the fact that as Shia, as Muslims, we are highly recommended by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt to pray for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And for ta'jil al-faraj, that is the hastening of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Exactly. In fact, in one of the narrations, we have that Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahum, himself says that if you pray for my reappearance, this praying of yours is a najat for you, actually.
It's a
salvation for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me just share one narration from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in which he says that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Mahdi will have a long occultation, and no one would be saved in that period except the people who are firm in their belief in imamate, and they have the opportunity for praying to God about hastening the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This has been mentioned by Sheikh As-Saduq in Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 384. I don't want to talk about this point, but those people who are interested in this topic, in the book Mikyal al-Makarim, volume 1, page 409, more than 90 positive results are mentioned for praying for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, the du'as and ziyarat which are related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam can be divided into two categories.
All right.
The first category consists of those which are quoted by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. I just refer to some of the names because later we will talk about each of them one by one.
One by one.
One of them is the famous Dua al-Faraj, Ilahi or Allahumma Azam al-Bala. This is mentioned by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. The famous Dua of Allahumma Arzuqna Tawfiq al-Ta'a. The Dua which is famous for as the Dua for the time of the major occultation, Allahumma Arrifni Nafsak. And the ending part is وَجَعَلْنِي بِهِمْ فَائِذًا عِنْدَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. The other dua is famous as the salawat Darab Isfahani, which begins like this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Sayyid al-Mursaleen, and ends with إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And another supplication begins like إِلَهِي بِحَقِّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ وَبِحَقِّ مَنْ دَعَاكَ, and ends with صَالِمِينَ غَانِمِينَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the sixth one is the famous Ziyarah of Ali Yasin. These are the ones which are quoted from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. Then we have the du'as and ziyarat which are quoted from other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. One of them is the famous du'a, Allahumma kulli waliyaka al-faraj. Then we have the du'a known as du'a al-ma'rifa or knowledge, Allahumma arrifni nafsak, which ends with dalaltu an dini. The third dua is quoted by Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. It begins like this, Allahumma tfa'an waliyyik, and ends with wasaffat awlad rusulik, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the fourth one is زيارة for صاحب العمر اللهم بلغ مولانا صاحب الزمان. These are the زيارات and دعاءات quoted from other imams of the Ahl al-Bayt, not Imam Mahdi عليه السلام himself. Now, inshallah, from today's session, we would like to mention each du'as and supplications and ziyara one by one and refer to some of the messages of each du'a and supplication. Now, the first du'a is just to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, like what we do in our salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. O Allah, send your blessings upon Muhammad and his progeny and hasten in their reappearance. So we have a couple of narrations in this regard. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, the person who after the noon prayer and morning prayer on Friday and other days says the following, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farjahum, he or she will not die unless or before they see Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right, so this has so much power. Exactly. The dua, like the one who prays it.
Of course, it doesn't mean that all the people would be alive, but there is a possibility of being revived again based on the concept of raj'ah or return, which we discussed before. This has been mentioned by Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 86, page 364. There is a long prayer for the nights of Qadr or destiny, quoted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. In one part we read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then later we read Salla ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Because sometimes people think that wa ajjal farajahum is not mentioned by any Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. No, we have these narrations in Shi'i sources. This has been mentioned by Sheikh al-Tusi in Tahdhib al-Ahkam, volume 3, page 82. Also Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 95, page 127. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he teaches a dua to one of his companions and calls it Jami'ul Dunya wal Akhirah. It is a comprehensive dua prayer for this world and for the hereafter. And in one part of it, we read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
The Imam saying that?
Yeah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching one of his companions to read this dua.
So we have a lot of people around who just say a salawat, a minimized salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. But you say like imams have also added wa ajjal farajahum.
Yeah,
to
so
it.
I mean, or, we are recommended to add this part.
And as it's so much
and
mentioned.
My point
like
was that it's not an addition by the Shia, because sometimes people
think
that.
Or say you have said here that Imam Sadiq al-Islam in Jami' al-Dunya wal-Akhirah says that Ajjal Farajahum was added over here.
Exactly. And this narration is mentioned by Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 584. So the most famous Shi'i collection of hadith, that is Al-Kafi, has quoted this narration.
True.
And yet another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by one of his companions that because Imam talked about the virtues and merits of reciting salawat, and the person asked Imam how we should say salawat, and the Imam told him that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 87, page 91. And many other narrations in this regard. I think these four narrations are enough. So the first dua that we are highly recommended for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is just to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself in one narration is quoted as saying that pray for Faraj, for the reappearance, because your Faraj is in praying for my faraj, that is
exactly
your relief from your problems and stresses and distresses is through my faraj. So if you want that to be hastened, then one
then
of the best ways
is to pray for my reappearance.
Exactly. This had been mentioned by Sheikh al-Tusi in Kitab al-Ghiba, page 293. We have this phrase like عجل فرجهم or وعجل فرجة in other du'as as well. For example, in the du'a for the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, we have عجل فرجه as mentioned by Sheikh Tusi in تهذيب الأحكام, volume 3, page 120.
Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
One might ask a very important question that why we need to pray for this? Why do we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam?
Or like why Imam said, like, if you pray for my faraj, that will be your faraj.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that the time that is proper for that. So what is the reason that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to
pray,
to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? The point is that, of course, this can be mentioned about any dua, any prayer. Why you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, getting healed from an illness or
maybe
from,
there's a specific time for it.
Yeah, so this question is maybe rejecting the whole concept of dua.
Exactly.
The point is that for each action to take place, of course, we believe in the principle of cause and effect. Every effect is dependent on its cause.
True.
But one part of the cause can be spiritual causes, including du'as and supplications and prayers. So it is true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the time of faraj. But he knows that this time is such a year because of the fact that the Shia, the Muslims, they prayed for that to be hastened. So our du'as, our supplications, our prayer play a key role in determining the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As it plays a role in any other event that takes place in our lifetime.
True.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Ra'd, verse 11, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot or destiny unless they change what is in their souls. Now, one of the things through which we can change our destiny is to do dua, prayer, and supplication. If we do that, then it has for sure an effect in hastening the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
True.
And it's not in contradiction with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that whether people will pray or not. If people pray, then it will be hastened. Otherwise, it would be postponed
delayed.
And delayed. Yeah. So this is based on the teaching of the Ahlul Bayt that for all these issues, including the faraj of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, our prayers have a role too.
All right. So, Dr. Karimi, we talked about some of the du'as and ziyarats. You gave a gist of that. And now we started opening up them one by one. And one of the main or the first recommendations was to ask for the reappearance of Imam Zaman. In fact, the Imam Zaman himself says that, do pray for my faraj because my faraj is actually your faraj. And now we said how, why to ask for his reappearance or why to do dua when Allah might have kept some specified time. Then you came up with some narrations and the verse 11 of Surah Ra'd, which says, indeed, Allah does not change destiny of people unless they want to change themselves. And dua is supplication is one of the sources. We can change a lot of things around us. And, they say that and maybe there are certain things that are written in your destiny that this will get achieved by you if you make dua for it.
So du'as are important, and if we start questioning here, then we have to question the entire subject of du'a itself. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.